A new bill aims to slow the collapse of bee colonies by making certain pesticides available only to trained professionals and by requiring labels on seeds and plants sold in nurseries that are treated with the toxic chemicals. Senate Bill 1282, the Pollinator Protection Act, was introduced recently in the state Senate and would regulate pesticides in a class called neonicotinoids. Paul Towers with the advocacy group Be Smart California says everyone has an interest in protecting bees.
Bees are responsible for 1 in 3 bites of food that we eat, and they are in precipitous decline. In fact, the last year on record, over 40% of California's honeybees died.
In January, the EPA put out a risk assessment of one of the pesticides called imidacloprid that said it is harmful to bees and may need to be regulated. Bayer, the company that makes these pesticides, including a rose and shrub spray commonly sold in garden stores, said that neonicotinoids are critical to protect agriculture from pests and are much safer than pesticides used in the past. I'm Suzanne Potter. Towers says surveys show that up to half of the bee-friendly plants purchased at garden centers have levels of pesticides high enough
to
injure
or kill bees. You need to give consumers the right information about the plants that they're purchasing so they don't mistakenly purchase something bee-friendly and, in fact, do more harm than good.
There have been similar efforts on a federal level. Last year, Representative John Conyers of Michigan introduced a bill called the Saving America's Pollinators Act of 2015, but it has stalled in the House Committee on Agriculture. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.